12 minutes after 8 o'clock, it is Friday morning. It is July the 1st. Here, but I should tell you, Charles Skank from Skank Insurance LLC is here with us. We call the program A Small World now. Isn't that clever?
That's right.
Aren't we wonderful?
Yes.
We're putting together our package to send in to the Kansas Association of Broadcasters because it's awards season. And John, the genius occupying the general manager's office, titled it Small World with Bill Small. And I said, I like that. So we're
very
running
good.
A series of promos now and everything. Makes me feel like a big deal.
That's cool. That's cool.
So what do you got for a Bible verse for us today?
Psalm 100, verse 1 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands.
That's kind of what I do every day here.
Right.
I do my
right.
level best to raise everybody's spirits, you know.
Right.
So there's that joyful noise for you.
So I think of the fireworks going off, and Psalm 100, verse 1 probably isn't everybody's go-to July 4th Bible verse.
It ought to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And all of the fireworks going off is a joyful noise.
Well, folks are going to need a joyful noise, I believe, over the next week or so, because the first half has just ended. The second quarter is over, and folks are going to start getting the statements from their retirement plans and their investments and that sort of thing. What should the average person be expecting from that? How should they be feeling about it? And if they're feeling gloomy about it, what are their options?
Well, people are going to start receiving their statements, and for most people that are in the market, they're going to see some negatives.
When should those statements start arriving, do you think?
Well, I would expect them within the next week, for
right.
sure, like you said. And they're going to see some real negatives, some real drops.
Mm-hmm.
If they had $100,000 on January the 1st, they could easily have $85,000 or $80,000, or just depending on where they're allocated. No telling what that number could be, because there have been some severe drops, and people are going to be seeing that, and it's coming.
Is panic going to set in?
Well, I don't know if panic's going to set in. I don't think that's the right response, because historically speaking, the market has been rising for really the past 10 years, pretty much uninterrupted.
And everybody just expects it to keep rising.
They thought that was normal.
Yeah.
And they thought that the Fed would always step in and rescue them if it...
Here I come to save the day.
Yes. Yes. But that's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
That's not reality. And so what we have been doing is helping people transfer a portion of their money from a place where it's at risk, where it's going down, and put it in a place where it's not at risk, and it has the opportunity to make a reasonable rate of return. And what I would encourage people is, say, your account is probably at where it was in a place in the past 2 years or so.
Right. If you were in that long.
Right. That's right. Assuming you've been in there
right.
for the past 10 years, your account is about now where it was 2 years ago or so.
Right.
A little more, a little less.
And were you happy with it then?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And would you have been happy to lock in those savings then?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can go back in time and say, you know what, I would have been happy with those gains that I had accumulated at that point, possibly it's a good time to consider making that money safe.
Right.
We've talked before about going to the casino.
Yeah.
And if you go in there with a dollar and you make $100.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a good time to leave? Yeah.
Yeah, of course it is.
So
of course, my tactic is every time I pull that lever and like 10 quarters come out, I'll pocket 5 of them. And they go into the pocket that does not come back out.
Okay.
So at least I know I'm not going to go home empty-handed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good strategy. And so if I go in with a dollar, I make 100. But then I'm at $75.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down, quote, quote, down 25%.
Uh-huh.
Right? From 100.
From 100, but you're up. What would that be?
Hundreds of percent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
From a dollar. Hey, congratulations. You had a great day.
Right.
Yeah.
So sometimes we have to adjust our way of thinking and say, you know what? Yeah, maybe I could have gotten out in January and maybe kept all those dollars.
It would have been better. I'd be in a better shape, but I'm still way ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said there's a saying, the best time to plant a tree was 100 years ago.
Right.
The second best time is today.
Right now.
And maybe the best time to get out would have been January or December or wherever your high water mark was. But the second best time could be today. Because it's not very optimistic out there. There's not a lot of hope. There's not a lot of people saying, we're on the verge of a comeback. It's on a rebound. I think it's got quite a ways to go to rebound. And the great news is you don't have to experience the effects of losing all that more portion of your portfolio.
Right.
It can be in a place where it's safe.
Well, I do believe, though, that there are people out there, financial money managers of a less than scrupulous nature, who are saying, come on, what are you, baby? Losing is natural. It's part of the game. Everything will get better. You just wait and see. Look at the last 10 years.
Yes, yes. And they're going to tell you, you know, be brave.
Yeah, be bold. Fortune favors the brave.
Right, right. And here you are if you're 70 years old.
I don't feel particularly brave today, Jim.
Maybe you're not working any longer.
Right.
You're not in a place where you're accumulating or adding to those funds. And what you have is what you have.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you have to live on for the rest of your life.
Yep, it's your nest egg.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's at risk, then you're just in a place where you're going to experience volatility.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to experience that risk, and there's nothing you can do about it when it's in the market like that. And so what will happen is the broker will say, I have you in a safe position.
Safe for him.
Very safe for him.
Yeah.
But then you're going to see your statement, and your broker may have been telling you that your money is safe.
Don't worry about a thing. Yeah.
And look at your statement and say, is this what safe looks like?
Is this what safe feels like?
Right.
Yeah.
I should
be sleeping at night instead of worrying about this.
Right. And when you see negatives on your account, you can know that it's not absolutely safe like they are advertising. And I mentioned it before, but there's two different worlds out there. There's a risk and fee-based world. Then there's the safety-based world.
Mm-hmm.
And the risk and fee-based world is a great place to be in your 20s, 30s.
Oh, yeah, when you're young and wild and adventurous and you lose a few hundred thousand, no problem. But then you get, you know, in your 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, you don't have the chops for that game anymore.
That's right. That's right. You're at a place where you are it's more important is the return of your money than the return on your money.
Exactly.
And so we are just offering people a free evaluation to look at their situation. We call ourselves, we're a safe money doctor,
right,
so to speak. And
sorry, I think of it as a safe money doctrine.
Okay.
That I hear from you every time you're here.
Right.
So
right.
It's comforting to know that there are folks like you and your associates at Skank Insurance LLC who actually consider the well-being of the investor and not merely, you know, your own bank account.
That's right.
Yeah.
We have clients in all four states and other states,
right.
Texas, other places as
well.
There's
a lot more than four last time I looked.
That's right. That's right. All four states, you know, here
in our
locally,
area, here
right.
in the four state. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm going to Tulsa today to meet with some clients who have their nest egg with us. And I'm going to be reviewing their statements and going over those with them. And I can go there with my head held high because what I told them was true how many ever years ago that they joined us and they became our client. And I'm going to be able to look them in the eye and say, your money is safe, secure, and all of your gains that you have made over the years are safe and secure.
That's got to feel good for you, too, though, like when you knock on the door and they open it and you don't get a potted plant pitched at your head like some folks would in this tumultuous market
these days.
So why don't we take a break? And when we come back, let's talk more about what you all have going on at Skank Insurance LLC. Maybe even tell us a little bit about what your plans are for the 4th of July weekend here as we continue. It's a small world on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Minutes after 8 o'clock Friday morning here. It's a small world on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Charles Skank with Skank Insurance LLC joining us. And Charles, okay, let's just pretend. Let's do a little play acting here. I just got my statement in the mail. And then I used it to dry my tears. And I'm worried, I'm concerned, I'm looking around to see which of the cats I want to sell for medical experiments to make a little extra money. Don't take that step, call you. How can you help me?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you for taking that step.
For selling the cat? All right, no, we'll avoid the selling of the cat.
Right, okay. Right. Of picking up the phone and calling me, because
that's the hardest thing to do probably right there, is to admit that there's a problem.
It is.
Yeah.
You know what the easiest thing to do is
like, you just curl up in a ball and wait for the worst to happen.
To not open the statement. That's the easiest thing.
Yeah, we were talking about that some time ago, right?
And then maybe open it and then ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that has to be a misprint.
Yeah, right, right. And so you need to act. This is your money. This is your future. This is your family that you have to protect. And you can call us, 620-331-8800, and we'll just walk through where you're at, what your goals are, and if the road that you're on, is if that's helping to achieve your goals, and if it isn't, we'll show you what our beliefs
are. There's
some
other roads.
Yeah, yeah, we'll show you what our beliefs are and how we help people. And if that's right for you, we can go forward. And if it's not right, there's no pressure, no obligation. Mm-hmm. We believe in the rule of 100. That says if you're 60 years old, then 60% of your money should be safe. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean safe as the broker means safe. I mean safe where it cannot go down.
Right.
It's safe and secure. If you're 80 years old, then 80% of your money should be safe. And if you're 20, then only 20% of your money should be safe.
Yeah, really. Just knock yourself out. Take chances back when you're 20.
Right. And so we'll look at that, and really you're in the driver's seat. Mm-hmm. We show you what we offer. And if you like it, we can go forward. And if not, you can stay where you're at, or that's no problem.
Mm. Well, that's comforting to know that. And I just pictured this poor schlub sitting in his office at home, a 6-inch stack of statements piled up in front of him, and he's just like looking at them. You know, I dare not open them because all of these little ghosts are going to fly out of these envelopes, and they'll haunt me for the rest of my days. So what all's going on over at Skank Insurance LLC? You have some announcements to share with us?
Well, we are getting closer on our building. Still not, we still haven't even, I don't want to say broke ground, because the building's there.
The building is there, so the ground is really broken.
Right, yeah. Right. But we've got to get that started. But we've really finalized in the last couple of weeks what all we're going to be doing. We're excited about that. I mentioned it last time. We're working on being able to offer some other products that people need, and I'm excited to announce that soon. I don't have that
today.
We're all
tingling in anticipation,
yes,
Charles.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we also have the episodes of the radio show going out, and I just want to encourage anybody that'd like to sign up for that. For the newsletter. Mm-hmm. You can text us at 620-331-8800. Send us your email address and your name, and we'll get that off to you every single Friday.
Okay.
And so, life is good, and we're just happy to help people.
Well, I'm glad to be a part of that as far as the podcast episodes.
Yeah.
I think you're really presenting valuable information, especially, like I was saying, in these tumultuous times, because the waters are rocky and the boats are going... You want to make sure you got your life vest on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
So what are the Skanks doing for the 4th of July?
We are going to stay close to home.
Everybody. Well, a lot of folks are staying close to home because gas is so darn high.
Yeah, but, right.
There are a lot of people hitting the road, too, from what I'm hearing on the national news. Those folks have more money than I do.
Yeah, we're going to have some friends over and just have a good time.
Cool. Well, on Monday morning in your regular time spot, I'll just pick out an episode of one of our past episodes, and I'll share that with our listeners, and then we'll see you here the following Friday.
Okay. Have a great day.
You too, my friend. Happy 4th of July. Charles Skank, Skank Insurance, LLC. It's a small world on the Mighty 690 KGGF.